Okay, today is Daf Dalet of Maseches Tumura, or on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're smack in the middle of a sugya, so we need 1 minute of recap. The Gemara said yesterday or the day before that swearing with Hashem's name, not swearing, cursing somebody with Hashem's name is a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. It's just cursing, but you get malchus for it. And the Gemara said, how do you know that? And the Gemara quoted a whole complicated pasuk where it says, im lo sishmar, if you don't keep the commandment, which the Gemara assumed means only cursing with Hashem's name. And then the very next pasuk there says, v'hifla Hashem et makotecha. And we have a drasha from v'hipilu hashofet, that v'hifla means malchus. So what do you see? When you curse Hashem's name, it means malchus. Right? So then the Gemara said, if that's true, then maybe even if you make a true shavua, Shiga Malkus with Hashem's name, forget cursing. The Gemara says, no, don't think that. It says Shavua Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, and then we said maybe that's only you're right. You're right. You swear when someone says you stole money from him or when you have a loan, whatever it is, but Shiga Malkus for it. The Gemara says, don't think that it says Shmoti Shava. Shmoti Shava meaning it's okay to swear even with Hashem's name if it's not for a curse. And then the Gemara said, Shmoti Shava doesn't teach that. It teaches a different part. It teaches the part that you're allowed to swear to be mechazik yourself in mitzvot. And now we'll pick up. The Gemara is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the bottom. Haksiv krachrina ubo sidbok ushmoti shava. There's another time it says in the Torah ubo sidbok ushmoti shava, right? And Ella, so we have a second time. Ella lamai asa. So then, what does v'hifla Hashem es makosecha come to teach you? It comes to teach you l'makal es chaver Hashem. If you curse your friend with Hashem's name, there are two ushmoti shavas. One teaches you that you're allowed to make shavuas to be mechazik yourself, and one teaches you that you're allowed to swear if it's the truth. Right? So what are we left with? We're left with this pasuk in the end of Kisavo that says that you have to watch yourself and be v'hifla Hashem et makosecha. What is that about? It's about the getting a malchus if you curse your friend with Hashem's name. Okay? The Ema, now they're going to ask the following question. The Ema, maybe, l'moti shem shemayim levatola, maybe all that pasuk means is you get malchus if you use Hashem's name in vain. Forget cursing. Nothing to do with cursing. Just mentioning Hashem's name in vain. For that, you get malchus. Maybe that's what it means. Right? So the Gemara asks, it doesn't make any sense. Mi gara me makalas chaveru b'shem moti mi moti esheshan levatala? Let's say that's true. Let's say the pasuk means you're not allowed to use Hashem's name in vain. And if you use Hashem's name in vain to curse somebody, fine, you don't get malchus. In other words, fine, great, you're right. You're right. It's only about cursing Hashem's name. It's all about. And if you use the, and if, sorry, it's about, it's just about mentioning Hashem's name in vain. And if you mention Hashem's name in vain, while you're cursing somebody, now you don't get malchus? It doesn't make any sense. In other words, cursing is, in addition to using Hashem's name in vain, you also used it to curse somebody. So now malchus goes away? That doesn't make any sense at all. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Let me explain my question. Sometimes, something worse is there is no punishment, which is exactly what he meant. Anan hachi kakashali. Here was my kasha. Ema maybe moti shem shemayim levatala. If you curse Hashem's name, if you use Hashem's name in vain, tetsagi leba malchus. Malchus is enough. However, avo makalas chaver of Hashem. But if you curse Hashem's name, if you curse your friend while using Hashem's name, kivin to avitarti, you did two things wrong. What two things wrong did you do? First of all, the kabbalah shem shemayim levatala. First of all, you mention Hashem's name in vain, and become a tzayel lechavrei. And not only that, you hurt your friend, you cursed him. I would have said, lo tisagi leba malchus. Malchus isn't enough for you. You can't get away getting malchus. That's not good enough. That's what I meant to ask. Maybe that if you curse with Hashem's name, you curse your friend with Hashem's name, you're so bad, malchus is not good enough for that. That's what I meant to ask. So what does the pasuk in Kitzavo mean? It means only Hashem's name in vain. from cursing his friends? That's even so much worse. So the Gemara answers, very difficult answer, lo matzis amarta. Don't even think that. Okay? Why? Because after all, it says, lo sekal cheresh. It says, lo sekal cheresh. Which means what? It says Rashi. We're going to do the first shot, the second shot I don't understand. Rashi says, demashma, bein klala stam, bein klala de b'shem. It doesn't matter. You're not a Christian friend. It doesn't matter what else you add. You want to add Hashem's name, you don't add Hashem's name. What's the difference? Exactly. No. In other words, you're not allowed a Christian friend. No, it doesn't mean any, that means anybody, also not just someone's deaf. It means anybody. The pasuk uses even a deaf person. Right. So, but the point is, what about if you're Christian without Hashem's name? Well, then you're not chayiv. Is that possible? Ah, so says Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. Mashma, ben kol stam, ben kol shep Hashem. Dika'oi lav Allah. It's still author. Dika'osi kra liyira es Hashem. And there's a pasuk in the end of Kisavo, which talks about fearing Hashem. That's that pasuk that we're talking about. Right? Lashmi'inon diloke. You get malchus for something. Shenem arvahifla Hashem es makosecha. What do you get malchus for? It must be losekal al-cheresh. Now, Tosus points out, that didn't answer the question. It didn't answer the question. It really didn't. Right? It didn't answer the question. The question was, I would think that if you curse your friend with Hashem's name, that malchus is not good enough for you. It says the Gemara, lo zekal cheresh. What does that mean? It says Rashi, lo zekal cheresh, doesn't matter what you say when you curse your friend, if you're with Hashem's name, without Hashem's name, it's still awesome. So our question was, how do you know that you get malchus for a lav, she'im bo maisa, of cursing your friend. Ain't a chanami, you're not allowed to curse your friend. Says in the Torah, losekal cheresh. How are you going to get malchus for that? So we have to go to the end of Kisavo, but the end of Kisavo mentions Hashem's name. The end of Kisavo is all about Hashem. Yir is Hashem. It's about Hashem's name. How do you connect them? So Rashi didn't connect it. Right? He didn't connect, he didn't do the job. Tosos pointed out. Rashi didn't answer the question. We'll read the second answer. In Yenacher, lo matzis amarta, the lo yichaper v'malkus gredasa. Don't think for a minute that malchus alone is not going to do the job for such a person. Don't think that. Why not? In other words, what was our havamina? If you curse with Hashem's name, you did two things wrong. You're so malchus is not enough. Says Rashi, don't think that. Why? Divadai hamitzchaper v'malkus l'chudei haksiv lo sekal cheresh. There's no question about it. It says in the Torah lo sekal cheresh. Now, there is no malchus because it's an alasha in Mamaisa. But we're saying now there is malchus for it. If there's malchus for it, it's certainly enough. Why? We are fina bitsanhejin, perakarba misos, gzirashava, mehai lav, diksiv, gamay umlalin, kigon losekal cheresh. Umlalin means a regular person. In other words, what Rashi's pointing out is you're not allowed a Christian father. You're not allowed a Christian mother. That's not a regular person. It's your father. Right? So if you're not allowed a Christian father, So therefore it says, Shehu garua mikulam. You're not allowed to curse a Navi. You're not allowed to curse a Melech. You're not allowed to curse your father. These are all special people. And by the way, you're also not allowed to curse a regular person. You're not allowed to curse a regular Jew. Shekul v'tziv gabe nasi v'nasi v'am kolot sa'ar v'gihechi d'hasam leka ela malchus kredasa. Just like by them, by your father, by a manasi, it's just regular malchus. Hachanami, the umlalin, sagile v'malchus kredasa. It's also good enough. Also, when you curse Hashem's name, it's learned out from your father. I mentioned Hashem's name over there. Therefore, it's not enough. Don't think Malchus wouldn't be enough. That's what Rashi just did. This cursing your father, this cursing a Nasi, this cursing with Hashem. Somehow you jumbled all together, and then you get that. If you curse Hashem, if you curse your friend with Hashem's name, you get Malchus. I'm not exactly sure how he pulled that off. Either you have to, the Tosus question is in one line over here. Look at the top Tosus. Kivon the Ashkechon Azhara b'Mekalel. Since we know you're not allowed to curse, Yesh Lanu Lahamid Haikra b'Malkus b'Mekal Chaveru b'Shem Tvei Milahamid Motzi Shem Shrein Levatala Delo Ashkechinu Be Azhara Mifureshes. There's nowhere in the Torah that I'm not sure what that means. It's a very difficult question. So the answer is, the question is not difficult at all. The answer was difficult. The answer was that it says L'sakal cheresh, somehow that incorporates not only cursing your friends, but with Hashem's name. Whether it's the Rishavis and comparisons to cursing your father and the Nasi, somehow it all comes together, and therefore Malkus is enough. And we've answered our question. What was our question? Our question was, how do you know you get Malkus for cursing your friend with Hashem's name? The answer is, L'sakal cheresh, with other makoros. Okay? Now it says the Iyamarta, we're going to change that to say the Iboyitema. Another answer. Bishlama lakalis chavero. I understand that if you curse your friend, azharasa mehacha, diksiv, l'sakal cheresh. That's the story, not a curse your friend. Ela Iyamrit, moti shev shemaim levatala. Where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to curse Hashem's name? It never says that. It says you have to have the proper kavod for Hashem, the proper yira for Hashem. That's memela. You can't curse your friend, right? You can't curse Hashem. You can't use Hashem's name in vain. Why? Because it's a lack of kavod. It never says black and white. It doesn't say that in the Torah. You're not allowed to curse. It doesn't say that. What it says is, you have to have proper respect. The Gemara asks, Alam Alo, what's wrong with this pasuk? Boksiv, as Hashem Lokecha Tira, Boosef Tavod. You have to fear God. By fearing God means, you can't belittle him, you can't mention his name for no reason. So what do you mean there's no Makar? Sure there is. So the Gemara answers, but Ahu Asara Sehu, that's what I say. You have an actual positive commandment to fear Hashem. How can that be a warning that you should not let him do something? It's an assay. Since it's an assay, that can't be the makar for a lab. End of Gemara. Okay? Therefore, how we end off, we found the makar that if you curse Hashem's name, if you curse your friend with Hashem's name, even though it's a lab she'eba malchus, you get malchus for it. Why? Because it says in Parashat Mishpatim. It says in Parashat Kedoshim, you're not allowed to curse a deaf man, you're not allowed to curse anybody, and we connect that to the end of Kisavo where it said, you have to fear Hashem, and you're not allowed to do anything that's going to be negative to that, which we said includes taking Hashem's name in vain, and the amalk is for it. So you see that if you curse your friend with Hashem's name, the amalk is for it. Very good. Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf. Ready? B'shir Mabiyosi B'richanina Amru Af hamakdim truma lebikurim. Rabbi Yossi said yesterday, even if you give the trumas out of order, you get malchus. If you put truma bikurim, it's supposed to be bikurim first. Bikurim is the first thing. The first thing you do is you bring your bikurim. If you give truma first, it's out of order. You get malchus for that, according to Rabbi Yossi. My time is Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason for that? It's a pasuk in yesterday's parsha. It said Maleascha. The demacha, lo sa'acher. Your fullness and your mixtures don't mix up. Malaya elu bikurim. Malaya is bikurim. Demacha elu truma. Demacha is truma. The Amra and the Torah said, lo sa'acher. Don't mix them up. Black and white puzzle. Why is demacha mean truma? What is demacha? What does the word mean? The word means mixture. If you look at the English art scroll, it'll say mixture. Why is that truma? Says Rashi, very difficult Rashi. Rashi says it's way down. It's in the middle lines, where it says Zutruma. See Rashi says Zutruma? You see it? Rashi says, Lefi Shehi Midamas, since it's a mixture, right? Since it's a mixture, what's a mixture? Truma could be a mixture, V'ola V'echad Umeya, and it will become batel in 1 to 100, Mafik Lekra V'loshan Dimua. The Torah calls Truma with the word Dimua. You hear that, Rashi? Everybody jumps on Rashi because everything in the Torah that's Aser can become Mutter in a mixture. Treif is Mutter if it's in a mixture. Bakal Mashishim. And Truma's Mutter. And Bikurim also is good. What's Rashi talking about? Not only that. Minatorah, all you need is Bakal Barov. So this is also an accident. I don't do it on purpose. I don't take chuma, mix it into your silo. Oh, now I can eat it. I don't do that. If by accident you got a mixture, it's mutter to eat it. It's batel barov. So what? That doesn't do batel. What Rashi just said. Ba'ola be'echidim, it wasn't even ba'ola be'echidimeo. Because batel, 1 in 100. Which, by the way, is a din derabana. How could the word dimacha, which is in the Torah, be alluding to a din derabana? That doesn't make any sense. The Ka'amar Rachmana, and the Torah said, Lo sa'acher, malaya l'dimua, d'meikara, ibayle lasuye, meya dahainu bikurim, v'chimiyacha loka. In other words, the issue that can become batel in 1 in 100, which is truma, should not come before bikurim. Which, by the way, bikurim also is batel 1 in 100. So Rashi is very difficult. Very difficult. Which is why Tosfos is very easy. Look at Tosfos, second Tosfos. Pirish Rashi. Rashi said, Lahachi kra malaya. This is why it's called malaya. Mishum dela alter niskadeshes hatvua. I didn't read that Rashi. Why is bikurim called malaya? Malaya means fullness. Because the minute la'alta, right away, that the tvua is growing, nigra malacha, hukva l'bikurim. Right away, you can make bikurim. The reason it's called fullness is because you can make bikurim at a very early stage. The minute it starts to bud, you can put the red string, that's going to be the bikurim. Very early. It's like full already. We make the fullness so early. By truma, you can't do that. You can't give truma while still standing. You got to harvest it first. What? Correct. That's why bikurim has the word malaya. That's all. So why is the word malaya becomes bikurim? Because it's full right away. V'dimacha, zet truma. L'fishi hi midamas v'ola umapik le v'loshen dimua. Since it could become batel, says Tosfos, explaining Rashi, that's why it's called mixture. V'loni hira, that doesn't make any sense. L'sharei zet eno element derabana. It's only zet derabana, but 1 in 100. Minatora, it's batel like everything else. Batel baro. V'harav Moshe mi pun tuzia pirish. Rav Moshe from that town in France explained, the lakach kari l'truma dema. You know why truma is called dimua? Because it comes from the word dema. What is a dema? A tear. What's a tear? It's a liquid. L'fisha noheges belach. Because truma applies by liquid. Ubikurim eno ela biyavesh. Bikurim is only by talim. Shaharei ein mevin bikurim ela bipri. You can only bring it from fruits, not from juice. Kedisa beperik or verotiv. Priyatame vimashke. And bikurim, truma, there is such a thing as truma wine. Such a thing? That's why it's called dimua. So the chalukas Rashi and Tosfos. Is there any way to save Rashi? So the Gra says that, the Gra says, well, when Rashi said 1 to 100, he didn't mean that's the Torah level of bittul. He knew, Rashi knew Minatorah is bittul v'roh. He said 1 to 100 because that happens to be what we hold. Really, it's bittul v'roh. Well, he said 1 to 100 because he was alluding to what we hold. The problem with that is everything's bittul v'roh. Why are you picking truma? Everything's bittul v'roh. You know, it's very difficult. Difficult way to explain it. It's difficult Rashi. The Brisker Rav said that when can they become afresh? So at the stage of the whole complicated, it's very difficult Rashi. The bottom line is difficult Rashi. It also makes a lot of sense. Because that's the lotion of liquid, the tear, right, which is a liquid, and truma is liquid, and bikurim is not liquid. They have pitzel. Everything can be bottled. Everything can be bottled in a row. Maybe, you know, certain things can't be bottled. But those are also old dina derabana, like things that are chashiv. Those can be bottled also. Everything can be bottled. But to call truma bittul is very difficult to answer. Very difficult. Anyway, that's a side point. That's a side point. Okay. Now, what did we just say? We just said that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said the reason why you get malchus if you mix up the order of the giving off the truma bikur, you mix up the order. The reason why you get malchus is because there's a pasuk in the Torah. It's maleacha v'demacha lo sa'acher. Okay, now that pasuk is only about bikurim and truma. There's no reason why it shouldn't apply to anything else you mix up. Meiser sheni, it should all be the same. It should be the same, right? So Itmar, here's a story. Hiktim Shuma leBikurim. If you mix up Shuma and Bikurim, you put Shuma first. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So there are two opinions about it. Chad Amar Loke, the Chad Amar Ena Loke. One said yes, Malchus. One said no, Malchus. Now Tzitzayim, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who's Amar Loke. It makes a lot of sense to say that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina is the one who said to get Malchus. Why does it make a lot of sense to say that? Because he just said it. He just said it 2 seconds ago. So the Gemara says no, but Mitzik Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Afa Malchus Shul LeKurv Loke. He just said it. So the question is not Adrav, just the opposite. It makes more sense to say that he's the one who said Tikkun Malchus. And that's how we're going to conclude. We're going to explain the other sheet, the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina. Why? Ditnan, a little bit hard Mishnah here. It's a Mishnah in, where's this Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Demai. Hayulufanav Shnei Kilkolos. You had two baskets. Shal Tevel. Two baskets of Tevel. The Omar, and you said, Meiser shall zoo bizu. Okay? What do you say? You say the fruit in A, I have basket A and basket B. The fruit in A will be the meiser for the fruit in A will be taken off from the basket in B. Okay? Double from B, and I'm going to pass through A. So what happens? Rishon Muzeres. A is mutter. It's all meiser. It's all been taken off. All good, excellent. As Tosfos said, look at Tosfos, Kigon. Look at it's the next Tosfos, Kigon. In Bechal Kilkala Meya to Einim. In each basket you have 100. Such an unusual Tosfos thing, but Rashi. In each basket you have 100 to Einim, right? Asar min Hashnia, 10 from the second basket. Yehiya Meiser, that should be Meiser. No. Yeah. I'm sorry. Asar min hashniya yiyeh ma'aser rishon al harishona. Right? The ten figs in basket B should be ma'aser for basket A. V'omer nami, you also say, ma'aser sheni, right? And you also say the same thing for ma'aser sheni. In other words, the ma'aser sheni in basket B, I'll take off 9, I have 90 left, right? So 9 more will pass through the Meister Sheni from basket A. What's the halacha? Hameya shel Rishona heim mitukanim. The 100 in the first basket are all good. Right? Excellent. Now, right now, Tosfos says, Ubi Demai Mairi. We're talking about Demai. Why? Midelo kamefaresh Truma. Because we didn't mention Truma. What's going on? Where's Truma? Right? Why are we picking Meister Rishon? What happened to Truma? Obviously, says Tosfos, we're talking about Demai, where there is no Truma, and therefore, only talking about Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Kidi'is betechlis Demai mitanya. Everyone jumps on Tosfos, because Demai is only after the Bafashim and the Rabbanan. We're going to see in a minute, you're going to get Malkus, because you mixed up the order. You'll see in a minute how you mix up the order. Hazapato. So the Rashash answer is no, because most people give Truma back at the granary. The Kahanam are sitting there ready with the hands out. So this doesn't really, so that's why. The usual thing is he gave the truma already. Now you come home, you got two baskets, you want to do all this shtick. So that's the better, it's also a difficult answer. Say it's Demai, because Demai is not the right. Okay, either way, you hear what's going on? So basket B you have to deal with. You have to deal with it. The long Rashi, I don't want to save time. The issue is, that you're allowed to eat from basket A, even though basket B is still sitting there. Basket B is still sitting there. You didn't touch it. So you have 19 figs in there that you're not allowed to eat. Right? You have to remove them. It doesn't stop you from eating basket A. Basket A is done. You've done all you could do with basket A. Right? So basket A is done. Okay? Now, that's the easy case. The next case is like this. Shelzu bizu vishelzu bizu. I say it like this. I will take Meiser from basket A. In other words, basket A, I want to take Meiser from basket A with the fruits in basket B. And I want to take Meiser from the fruits in basket B on the fruits in basket A. Why you did that, I don't know. So what happened? Basket, now what does the commissioner say? Harishona mu'useres, vashniya eno mu'useres. Basket A is good, basket B is not good. Why? Because when you say like this, I'm going to take I'm going to take Truma, I'm going to take Meiser Rishon and Meiser Shady. from basket A on basket B. In other words, basket B, I'm going to take off 19, and then basket A will be good. Then I'm going to take 19 out of basket A, so that basket B will be good. What did you do? You took off the Maaser Sheni from basket A before you took off the Maaser Rishon from basket B. I'll do that. Out of order. No. The first case was, you said, I'm taking Maaser from basket A on basket B. And Yossi, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, Tosfos said. Both. And Yossi asked, what about basket B? I said, basket B will deal with. Now, what you said was, I'm taking off Maaser Rishon from basket A, Maaser Sheni from basket A, Maaser Rishon from basket B. You went out of order. In the first case, you also went out of order, you're telling me. So maybe basket B, you already took off something. Maybe you took off Maaser Rishon already. So maybe from basket B, you took off already. Changing the case. You took off yesterday. Now you have still to take off Maaser Rishon. Now you go ahead and take off Maaser Sheni. And then you later, you take off Maaser Sheni from basket B. Here, you did the whole thing in one shot. I'm taking off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni from one basket before I did Maaser Rishon from the other basket. I went out of order. And by the way, look at the next case. What if I say it like this? I'm taking off all Maasers, each one from the other basket. Karas Hashem. That works. Why does it work? Because you said it at the same time. Whatever Maaser I got to take off from here, I'm doing from there, from there, I'm doing from there. Since you said it at the same time, all good. All good. That's okay. What do you see? You can't go out of order. What do you mean? So what? Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni are totally different things. You can't go out of order. You're not allowed to go out of order. You're not allowed to go out of order. We just read a pasuk. You're not allowed to. Yes, exactly. It's exactly right. You can't go out of order. The Itmar, not only that, Rabbi Elazar Omer Loke. You get Malkus for this. Why do you get Malkus? And they should hik the Maaser Sheni Shabbat, the Maaser Rishon Shabbat Cheretah. Because you took off Maaser Sheni from basket A before you took off Maaser Rishon from basket B. You get Malkus for that. Went out of order. So what do you see? You go out of order, you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's Tayyib. You're right. He's the author, he's the one who said that you get Malkus. Ella, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. What about Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina? Didn't he say that you get Malkus if you do this? He said you get Malkus. What's the reason you're not allowed to do it? He said because you get Malkus, you're not allowed to do it. So, Ella, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, ain't a loca? He holds you don't get Malkus? Lema, Kasha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Ad, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. He doesn't make any sense. On the first half of the page, he said you get Malkus. Second half of the page, he says you don't get Malkus. Doesn't make any sense. So we're going to change what he said. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, apature koi. Really, he said, you don't get Malkus. We're changing what he said. Lachi karma, here's what he meant to say. Lav she'ein bo maisa, ain lokin alone. A lav she'ein bo maisa, there is no Malkus. Yesterday we read that he said, however, there are a few exceptions. One of the exceptions is mixing up Truma and Bikurim. Now we're changing it to say, lav she'ein bo maisa, ain lokin alone. You don't get Malkus. Yesterday we said you do. Now we're saying you don't. Okay? Now, by the way, someone says you do. Who's that? That's Rabbi Lazar. The complicated thing with the basket. He says you do. We don't hold, but Yossi here holds not. Now, Umay Shma Meimar Dolaki. Takam by Tzmur Yiga Malkus. Also Lav Sheva Maisa. So we said yesterday, because Bishum Dibidibura Osamaita, by your speech you created a Maisa. What'd you create? You created Kachim. You created a brand new carbon. Just by speaking, when I curse you, what I create? Nothing. That's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. You want me to get Malkus for that? You have to have a Pasa. Here, Machtim Shum Lebikurim Nami Lilki Bishum Dibidibura Osamaita. Right? So then why is Truma different? By my speech, I've created a Maaser. What Maaser did I create? I created Truma, a Maaser. By speaking. So, Amar of Oven, Shiny Hassam. No, there it's different. Where is it different? Shiny Hassam. It's different over there by Truma. Why? The Lav did Shinitik Lasehu. It's a Lav Shinitik Lase. What on earth is that? The Chziv, because it says, Mikol Maaserosechem Tarimu. It says in Parshas, I don't know, Korach, somewhere over there, Bamidbar Yudches, and Maleach HaBedimach HaLo Ta'acher, in the Parshas Mishpatim. the lav, the aseh that fixes that lav is in Parashas Korach, let's say. Korach, Chukah, somewhere over there. So, that's very unusual. Very unusual. Rashi points that out. Listen to this, look at the Rashi. Lav shenetik latzeh. Lav dichtzit maleatzcha v'demachalosa acher. The lav says, don't mix them up. Then there's an aseh, way out in Parashas Korach, dichtziv, mikol ma'asroseichem tarimu. All your maasers should be good. Vidarshinan lei v'alma, and that pasuk is a stam pasuk. Stam pasuk. Ubahach shmeitza de lekaman lemaaser shekdimu bikri de aver alav lo to acher. Let's say you give maaser first. So the levi comes with his maaser, you give him first. You're not supposed to do that. Shehikdim maaser l'truma, right? V'naske l'lave mimalkus. That mistake gets fixed by the assay that said, no, do it right. So you don't get my love to the assay. Even though this assay is very far away, right? Nevertheless, chashivli lav shizik lassay, it's still called lav shizik lassay, v'ahachi lo locha. That's why there's no malchus. So lav shizik lassay. Fascinating. Right? Now, Yosef Ravdimi became Leila Hashmaita. Ravdimi was sitting over and telling the story. Amalei Abaya, the chol lav shenitik lasei lo lucky. Any lav shenitik lasei don't get malchus. I'm sorry, I read it with the wrong niggin. The chol lav shenitik lasei lo lucky. Every lav shenitik lasei is no malchus. Right? No malchus on lav shenitik lasei. What? It's a question. It is a question. V'hameimar, what about Tamura? The lav shenizik lasei hu v'loki. The lav shenizik lasei Tamura. Why? Because we just said you create a kedusha. That's we said that on the first day. That it's a lav shenizik lasei. What's the assay? The assay is the pasuk over there that says the im hamer yamer behema v'behema. If you did Tamura, v'hayahu utamuraso yihyeh kodesh. How is that an assay? We didn't understand it on the first day. We don't understand it now. Somehow that's an assay. It becomes kodesh. That's an assay. Right? V'tnan, and by the way, v'lucky, you get malchus for lashon zik lasei. V'lucky, you get malchus for what? You get malchus for tmura. How could you get malchus for lashon zik lasei? Right? V'tnan, lo sh'adam r'shay lo hamer. Not allowed to do tmura. Elo sh'im hamer mamer v'sal v'gas arboyim. You get malchus for that. How could you get malchus? Well, Hashem is going to say. How could you get malchus? Okay? Now, what? Yeah, but we said by Truma you also change the status, and by Truma there is no malchus. Why? Because Elasha is the class A. So why is Truma different than Tamura? Why is Truma different than Tamura? Right? I told somebody that he doesn't know the Daf Yomi. I said, we'll learn something. He says, you mean Truma? I said, no, Tamura. Right? So by Truma, there's no Malchus. If you mix up the order, why is there no Malchus? Because it's a lav shenitik lasei. So why is Tamura any different? It's also, you did something wrong. You made a Tamura. There's a way to fix it, and you do get Malchus. Right? So we're going to talk a similar thing, but before we get to that, the Gemara said, Abaya pipes up with a question. What was Abaya's question? B'chol lav shenitik lasei. How do you read that? V'lav shenitik lasei lo lucky. On a lav shenitik lasei, you don't get malchus. Like where's he been his whole life? Where's he been? Look at Tosfos. V'im Tomar, first full Tosfos on the page. V'chitala daltecha da Abaya lo mar lav shenitik lasei the lucky. The Abaya really thinks that you get malchus for lav shenitik lasei. Didn't Abaya learn Daf Yomi? Barei shaluach hakan, shaluach hakan, the Mishnah shlemi, the preparer of Mishnah, but Masechus Kulan. It says the emlokacha eim al abonim mishaleach. If you take the mother, if you take the birds, that the mother still be, well, you don't send the mother away. What's the halacha? Ein aloke b'shem tahavi lav shenitik lasei. V'chein, gabi noser, nami amar ba'akasim, v'tin asei achalos, asei lo, mashe ein lokin alav. V'chein, gabi onis. Right, you have an onis. What's an onis? An onis is a woman that you rape. The halacha is, you, You're not allowed to divorce her. What if you did divorce her? So marry her back. Fix it up. Right? She'ain gabi one tanan shim gireish machzir ve'ain aloker. You take her back, there's no malchus. Right? So how on earth can a baya think you get malchus for lashon d'glase? Where's the baya been? So ve'omer ri, no. The pashat leila baya v'shiluch hakein v'nozer ve'oneit the smichi asay that abaya wasn't. Abaya knew that these cases where the asay is right there in the parsha, says if you steal, return what you stole. You've divorced the oneit, go marry her right back. When the asay is right there, Abaya knew lashon d'glase is no malchus. Right? Delav lo lucky, Elishay Tamiya. He was wondering, Alav the Meiser? What about over here? There's one in Parashat Mishpatim. The other, the Atse is in Parashat Korah. That's a Lashon Lase. Can a Lashon Lase that? Right? The Lo Samach we call Masro Sechem Tarimu, Alav the Lo Sa'acher. The Lav of Lo Sa'acher is in Mishpatim, and the other, the Atse is in Parashat Korah. What kind of Lashon Lase is that? Is that such a thing? Abaya was wondering, scratching his head. Umishum Hachi Parech. That's why he asked. True, but tomorrow they are right there. It's right there. It says, if you do tomorrow, it becomes Kodesh, which is the Asay. It's right there. But it has a different problem, the same caliber problem that Abaya said. If that's a problem, this is also a problem. What's the problem by tomorrow? Mihu medame milsa la milsa. It's very comparable. Why? The chiheki de gabi tomorrow, lucky, the lab, hanitik la say, mishum de eno, mekayim, maisa, biyadayim ourselves. You don't do anything with your hand. You don't do anything. What do? Talk. Hachanami, hayalon lemeimar, mikol masro sechem tarimu, af agav de mekayim haasei biyadayim. When it comes to truma, you actually do something. You pick up the truma, you move it over, you do something. But what's the negative? The problem is, it's very far away, the asei. Says Abaya, by tumura, the asei is right here. But, you don't do anything. So maybe, it's very different. That was his kasha. Why? Of course he knew that lav shizik lase worked. Does it even work by tamura? Well, you don't do anything? What's the, a lav shizik lase? What's the essay? Speech? What kind of essay is that? That was a bias problem. He knew lav shizik lase, there's no malchus. You steal? Pick up the stolen item, go bring it back to the guy. Go do a maisa. Truma? You mix it up? Go do a maisa. Happens to me, that's also a question, because it's very far away. The essay. Tamura? What's the essay? What essay are you doing? What are you doing? You're not doing anything. Right? So that was a biased question. Says the stifler. You know what's a biased? What would Rav Dimi hold? What would Rav Dimi hold? Rav Dimi wasn't bothered by this. Why not? The stifler says, why is a lav shizik lasei no malchus? Why? Why is a lav shizik lasei no malchus? So says the stifler, because according to Rav Dimi, he learns that as a sharp disho. That's the model for all. That's the model for all lavin. They have to follow that model. Right? And if you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Why is that the model? Because that's the pasuk right next to where it says the old halachas of malchus. So that becomes the model. Says Rav Dimi, that's the model. A lav should, it's not losachsa, short bedisho, is not a lav should, it's a glace. Therefore, there's no malchus. Says Abaya, that's very nice. That's what kind of magic is that? It's a gzeres hakasav. Just because it doesn't model after Lo Tachim Shor B'Dishah. Therefore, what kind of reason is that? So there's a kasuv. There's a bayan, a better reason. A lav, shenitik lase. Where the asay, you go and do something. It's like a kapara almost. Then there's no malchus. Here, what, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You did nothing. All you did was tamura. Happens to be that the prophet said it's kodesh. You didn't do a thing. Why should that lav, shenitik lase, help you? Therefore, he said, I have a kasha. What's the story? So, the Gemara answers, Havale Trey Lavi. You know what the answer is? We said it on the first day. Lo Tmura has two lavs. Lo Yamir and Lo Yachli Fenu. Eina Chinami. The Asay will take away one of those lavs. V'chad Asay, V'lo Asi, Chad Asay, V'akar Trey Lavi. One Asay can't come along and remove two lavin. It can remove one. That's why Tosfos asks on the first page, why don't you get malchus twice? If you did tamura, you did two things wrong. You did lo yomer and lo yachisbenu. The answer is because one of them is a lav shenitik lasei. That lav goes away. You're left with one more. You get malchus one. Everything is beautiful, right? Asks the Gemara, wait a minute. Vare ones. What about an ones? A case where you you know, you force a woman, the halacha is, you have to marry her, you know, divorce her. You go ahead and divorce her. The chad lav, it's one lav. The chad asay, it's one asay. Velo asi chad asay v'akar lav. And the asay does not uproot the lav. What's going on? The tanya, ones shigiresh, ones that divorces the woman, which is something he's not allowed to do. He's not a divorcer. He's not a divorcer. So in Yisrael who machzav ein aloka, if he's Yisrael, what does he do? He takes her back, no malchus. But if he's a kohen, he can't take her back. So the im kohen who loke, he gets malchus, the ein machzav, right? Can't take her back. What do you see from here? What? What? 1 minute. So if that's true, you should get malchus if you mix up truma and bikurim. Why? Why? Because he explains, because the pasuk of Maleacha V'demacha only talks about Bikurim and Truma. Only talks about Bikurim. I'm sorry. Right. There's no assay. There's no. Oh, that, I'm sorry. The assay of fixing up the mistake only is in Parshat Korach, only about Maisa. It's not about Truman before, only about Maisa. So if we're being very technical, we're going to give Malchus to the Kohen. Why? Because he can't take it back. Then we're going to give Malchus to the Kohen too. Why? There's no assay that fixes it up. So I said earlier that just like Bikurim and Truma, it applies to everything. Now the Gemara is saying maybe not. The Gemara is saying no, it applies to everything. You understand the question? The question is, if the assay sometimes can't save the love, for example by a Kohen, he can't marry her back, then he will get Malchus. So too, the assay here of mixing up Bikurim and Truman only was said by Maisa. But where's the assay that says if you mix up Bikurim and Truman, it's okay? The answer is there is no makar. The only makar is only by Maisa. So if more answers, Kahanam Kamarta. Ah, Kahanam Taimachmina. That's a different reason why Kahanam are different. The Rabbi Rachmana Kedushi Yitzera, because they have extra Kedusha. Rashi says, the Siv, Emor Lakahanim, right? There's so many things. Therefore, Afilu Alav, Shinitik Lase, Afagafti Sol Lolaki, they're going to get Malchus. But also, that's what kind of answer is that? Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. And now, Kitanoi. The Machlokes Tanoim, we're going to finish this in 2 minutes because it's easy. It says in the Torah, Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boker. Says you're not going to leave over the carbon pesa. Ba'akos of liten asay achar lo tasay lo marsha ein lokan alav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says v'lav shenitek lasay. If you do leave it over, go ahead and burn it. Rabbi Yaakov Omar lo manashem buzeh. That's not the reason you don't get malchus. The reason you don't get malchus is if we el mishum da have lav she'ein b'maisa. V'chol lav she'ein b'maisa lokan. You didn't do anything. You went to sleep. Well, you did. You woke up in the morning and the meat was still there. Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lokin Allah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would get Malchus? Right? In other words, on a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, Rabbi Yehuda holds you get Malchus. We know that already. Rabbi Yaakov, Hai v'nosa mimenu ad boker v'esh yisrofu l'may asa. So that according to Rabbi Yaakov, why does the Torah say that if you wake up in the morning and it's still there, go burn it? There's no lav she'ein, it's not a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So the Gemara says, yeah, he learns that from totally different. He violates look at it's not. Hatzamos v'agidin v'anotzer, yisru b'shisha asar. You burn it. When do you burn it? You don't burn it on the first day Yontif. You burn it on the second day Yontif. First day Chol Hamoed. Why? Because you don't burn Sreifas Kachim. And what if it's a Shabbos? You burn it the next day, right? Chol Shisha Asar Yosh Shabbos, yisru b'shisha asar. You burn it the next day. Why? L'fisha ein, dochin, lois ha-Shabbos, v'lois ha-Yontif. That's what the pasuk is telling you. You have to burn it. When? Not on Shabbat, not on Yom Tov. B'amar Chizkiyah v'chaitana zebe Chizkiyah, my taima, amar kra, b'anos yimen ar boker, b'esh tesofu, b'akos uvudin shboker sheni, b'sreifaso. It's on the second day. You have to wait another day. But what's the reason why you don't get mounted? Not because of notzer. That's not because of lavshim z'glatzei. The reason was, because it's a lavshim myself. That's a machlokes. Okay, we'll stop here. The next Gemara is one of these huge, huge Shas topics. So it's what we've been alluding to all along. Tamura is something you're not allowed to do. You get a malchus for it. And what happens if you do it? It works. Right? It works. You become Kodesh. What about other things in the Torah that you're not allowed to do, and you go ahead and do it? Does it work? That's going to be a big machlokas here between Abaye and Rava, so we're running machlokas throughout Shas. Like, for example, you marry your sister. I don't want to do that. Does it work? So we know that doesn't work. Sometimes they do work. But Kohen Gadol marries, and it does work. Why? That's what we're going to have the next few days. Okay? Good stuff. Have a good day. Tomorrow's a regular schedule.